Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did he say Trey Sweeney's on the All-Star ballot? That feels like one of those fake AI things.
Yeah.
Negative war player with an OPS that starts with a five.
Well, hey, when you have the best record in baseball, it rising tides raises all boats.
Okay.
Is AI becoming a new thing to blame instead of getting hacked? It was AI.
Yeah.
Just that's the whatever happened, something bad happened. It was AI.
Yeah. I don't know. Some of my missteps today, I could blame my AI, right?
It was actually exactly. AI Jansen.
Yeah.
Real Jansen's going to do Dear John coming up at 9:35. You can't pass that off to AI.
Nope. Nope.
True, nor real, do I want to. Honest, real life advice from John Jansen. Hey, Trey Hendrickson. I haven't talked about him in 5 seconds. ESPN, we're not making this up. ESPN did a fun exercise with Trey Hendrickson yesterday, John.
They did, and this is a trade proposal. And so the exercise that ESPN went through is they had four teams that they felt were most likely to be in the running for the Trey Hendrickson sweepstakes.
Were we included?
We were included. So the four teams are Indianapolis, Buffalo, Detroit, and Washington.
Boy,
and
I they hate had to see him go to Washington or Buffalo, Super Bowl contenders.
Sure. And so we had, or they had, the beat writers for each of the four franchises, four cities, come up with trade proposals. And then they were going to allow the beat writer for Cincinnati pick which one he thought was the best proposal, would be best, or which one Cincinnati would accept. And had the right to refuse all four.
Okay.
If nothing was good. But he did select one.
Did he pick us?
He selected the Detroit Lions.
That's right, he did.
And this is what the Lions get. We'll start with this one. They get, obviously, Trey Hendrickson and a 26th fifth-round pick.
I can keep the fifth. We don't need it.
We'll take it. The Bengals get a 2026 second-round pick. That's next year. 2027, the year after, a fourth-round pick, which can become a third with certain conditions are met in terms of performance for Trey Hendrickson.
Okay.
So we would all hope that that would become a third. It means better for us. It also includes, now this is where I think it gets a little bizarre. It would be Trey Hendrickson for that draft capital, and then they would give him a three-year, $90 million contract. And everybody looks at it and goes, wow, that's a lot of money. And not for a guy that has led the league in sacks for the last 2 years. We've seen Myles Garrett. We've seen Max Crosby. Both are making more. And I don't think Trey Hendrickson would or should settle for a contract that is that far below what those two guys are making and what Aiden Hutchinson will eventually make. So that's where I think this goes off the rails.
The only thing would be if he got to a point where his agent's been allowed to negotiate, if the market says, hey, you're over 30, you're not going to get as many guarantees as you want, take it or rot with Cincy. But I would agree with you. He should get a deal better than that. And I'd be willing to give him a deal better than that here in Detroit, understanding that comes with the consequences that it's going to squeeze out a couple guys starting in 27. Like, the Lions core is locked up in 25 and 26. And 27 is where the ramifications would get real. And I'm willing to lose Laporta, J-Mo, I love Brian Branch. But again, if I get a two-year window with all of them and Trey Hendrickson, I'll deal with the consequences. I would do this deal in a heartbeat. I'm giving up a second and a third. John, I'd do it even if there wasn't an extension on a pure rental.
Oh, sure. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer to get him for 1 year and have both those guys on the edge. And you still have all those young players in the secondary.
You actually keep those guys if it was a rental.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with either scenario. This is great.
Which one would you prefer? A long-term deal or
short-term?
Just the one-year rental.
I'd light the second and third on fire to have Hendrickson this year, and then I still get to keep the young guys in 27.
Yeah.
This is great. It's never going to happen.
No.
But it's great.
I mean, this is a fun little exercise, and it keeps... Obviously, Trey Hendrickson wants this in the news because he wants either a new contract or he wants out of Cincinnati. And I just don't think the 3 years, $90 million gets it done. I do think the draft capital is what gets it done. Now, here's the way that this could play out. If he only is going to play for 1 year and is going to be a rental, he could get to the point, and at some point likely will, where I'm not going to play this contract out in Cincinnati. I'd be willing to play it out almost anywhere else, especially if it's a team where you got a chance to win a Super Bowl.
Well, a chance where you win a Super Bowl, a chance where you're going to get one-on-ones where you can pad some stats and put out some highlight tape to get paid. Detroit checks both boxes. I don't know, but we bring this up, and I almost feel like it's a fool's errand because we had the general manager on our radio station, and he's like, well, what's the second edge rusher business?
Well, so I'm curious as well, because when you talk about beat writers, like they're more tuned into their teams than most anybody else that's covering them nationally.
Oh, yeah, they're there every day.
The 3 years, $90 million. What does Ben Baby know?
By the way, great name for a beat writer.
Ben Baby. What does he know?
Is someone telling him, hey, Hendrickson's not going to get what he wants on the open market? Other teams are lowballing him in trades?
Or has he heard from Hendrickson's agent that says, you know what, let's float this out there. This is all it would take.
We would take this. I know this seems light. We just...
I mean, because...
Well, how much of it's guaranteed? I mean, if it's a lot of it's guaranteed and he goes, dude, if I'm getting paid into my 33, 34 years of age playing in the NFL at a big number on a good team...
Opposite Hutch? On a team that could win a Super Bowl?
Hey, Ben, baby.
Yeah.
Put this out there.
Because we know, I mean, agents do plant stories.
Yep.
And I'm not saying this is a plant. He may have just drawn a number and said, hey, this looks good.
The other thing that you've brought up in all of this, too, is you're not going to be able to add a Frank Ragnow in the summer here. So the argument would be, hey, if my offense is going to take two steps back, my defense needs to take two steps forward. If we're going to have a couple possessions that don't result in points, we need to get the ball back more frequently. That would be the argument to say, make a push on defense. Whether it's a big move like Trey Hendrickson, or we know good old friend Za'Darius Smith is hanging out there still.
Sure, that's always an option until it's not. And this is still an option, even though it may seem unlikely, until it's not. And the only time it becomes a not is if he signs a new deal in Cincinnati, or he's traded to another team. Until then, it is a possibility, even though it may be remote. Yeah. It's a possibility. And yeah, if you have an offense that you thought was going to be top five, and now I'm not saying that they drop back to 15 or 20. I still think it's going to be a highly potent offense, but maybe they're somewhere around 9 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
Your defense, if you can't have Brad Holmes has basically said, we can't have it all.
Yeah.
And no team has it all. So if you're not going to have it all on offense, then why not have it all on defense? Because things changed when Frank Ragnow retired. You don't just get a chance to go out there and sign an elite guard. They did sign a guard center yesterday, Tristan Colon, but...
He'll help on the back end.
Good try. But he is a guy that will be a backup.
Yeah.
You know, he's a guy that creates depth, which was my concern. I think they're going to be okay, but my concern was depth. Now they've addressed the depth, but they're not going to be the same elite offensive line. So if you can't be elite on offense, then, well, maybe you can be elite on defense.
Can you address this? Ticket Texter says, to me, a player holding out a camp who's putting his own wallet before his team is not a Brad Holmes type of player, nor a Dan Campbell type of player. This will never happen. He doesn't fit what they look for as a person.
Well, just wait a few years because it's going to happen here in Detroit. No, you're going to have hold out.
John, our culture would never. We would never have a veteran player sit out of OTAs right now, currently, as a Detroit Lion. That would never happen. Alex Anzalone.
Yes. It will happen, and it will happen here into training camp at some point. I don't know if it's next year, if it's a year after, if it's somebody that's been franchise tagged. It's going to happen.
It's business.
It's the business. And
it's not personal.
This is a franchise that is so young in winning culture that these guys haven't gotten to, hey, we're going to pay this guy, this guy, this guy, but we're not going to pay you. All of a sudden, not everybody's going to sit there and go, well, okay, you paid everybody else. There's no money left. I'm just going to be okay with whatever is left. Or I'm going to be okay playing into my final year.
What do you want to ask people about this Hendrickson stuff? Like, I think it's a fun exercise to present. I think everybody's on board, whether it was on an extension or whether it was on he just caves and says, I just want to play 1 year. It's a rental. It's a no-brainer. I think we're all on the same page. We just...
I mean, is there anybody that wouldn't do this trade?
Okay.
Is there anybody that looks at it and goes, no, we're good. Like or we don't want to spend the money because we want Brian Branch. We want Laporta.
It's not worth sacrificing for a one-year window or a two-year window because I think I'm going to have five or six cracks at it because of all the draft picks.
There are a lot of people that say, just simply stay the course. Trust in Holmes.
Let him cook. Chef hat and everything. We'll take some phone calls on that. What do you got? Tyke and Celine, you want to talk? You're on 97.1.
Yeah, guys, I just want to go on the college football playoff thing. They're
floating
the idea of, for the Big Ten, if they get four automatic qualifiers, they're talking about having play-in games. So on championship Saturday, one would play two for the Big Ten title, but then they'd seed them, so where three plays six and four plays five, so that those winners get in. That kind of takes away your, like, if Minnesota were to get an easy schedule and float in as the three seed, they would have to... still have to win a playing game to get there.
So one and two get the automatic bids, and then the winners of that 3-6-4-5 game go to the college football playoffs?
Yeah.
So it's a playoff within a playoff.
I mean, I would much rather have playoff games into, you know, play-in games, but that's supposed to be what the season is for.
Yeah, but if you do that with 18 teams, and you got a team that doesn't, you know, like I say, if they don't play Michigan, Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, they go 8-1, but they're not very good. They still have to beat a team that might be like a Penn State or a Michigan is the 6th seed. They might have to beat them to get in.
Right. It's the Indiana clause.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's playoffception. It's a playoff in a playoff. It's the Big Ten playoff inside the regular season.
I do
season
like that concept
inside.
of championship weekend. I do think that would be fun.
Adds more high-level games and stakes late in the season because everybody talks about how we're losing the meaning of these games. We're going to add some meaning. Mm-hmm. It's 97-1.
Ooh, ominous. Hey, you know in sports, when you get sidelined by an injury, it certainly is personal. And the same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Femininio steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that someone is David Femininio. He uses the slogan, get David, get paid. It's not just a slogan. It's a promise to take care of you. If you or someone you know has been injured, tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's the difference in the game. Win and run.
Take it any way you can get it.
And how about that? He mentions a couple inches there. The guy who scored, Wenzel Perez, he was ruled out at second base until AJ challenged it.
Yeah.
And upon review,
was safe.
Inch here, inch there. Tigers pull it off, beat the White Sox. I hate saying pull it off and beat the White Sox. It feels like they should beat this team up. But win's a win's a win.
Yeah. They beat them up in game one, lost game two, come away with a win there. So at least they're going to break even on the series, and today, this afternoon, it'll be the opportunity to win is now the series.
The antenna perked up when pregame Colt Keith was taking ground balls at third base because this had previously been thought to be taboo. He played third base in the minors, shoulder injury. He wasn't playing any third base in spring training. Why the shift now?
Position flexibility. All right, because Torque has been a great surprise this year, and Gleyber Torres is playing a great second base.
Borderline all-stars, both of them.
Yeah. And so if Colt Keith's bat's heating up, got to find a way to get him in the lineup. If it's at third base and maybe you want to give Javi a day off, maybe McKinstry needs a day off. You never know what the reason is. Maybe he just plays DH.
Yeah, and think about this too. Like, I think Colt Keith is on a 10-game hit streak. You just got to get creative, and Colt doesn't care. He was willing to play first. Sure, he's willing to play a position he's already played before, get his bat in the order. And how much of this is, too, roster flexibility? Not just like lineup flexibility, roster flexibility, because if they have to make a move at some point, someone gets healthy or someone heats up in AAA, Andy Ibañez is probably the last guy on the roster right now.
Yeah.
Andy plays second and third. Now Colt Keith can play first, second, and third.
Yeah, I think this is a let's get him some reps over there, even if it's just, hey, taking ground balls in pregame, just in case Andy Ibañez is odd man out and the guy that comes up or the guy that they add at the deadline isn't a third baseman.
Colt Keith in the last 10 games hitting .325. He's got 6 extra base hits, some good power numbers.
Yeah.
Got to keep his bat in the lineup. We had some ticket techs. We talked a bunch of football stuff recently. Some of the college football playoff expansion rumors. Ryan Day says at least 4 automatic qualifiers for the Big Ten. And then we brought up the Trey Hendrickson ESPN exercise where 4 teams presented offers, beat writers presented offers, and the Lions offer was deemed the best.
Mm-hmm.
A second and a third for Hendrickson and a fifth. I'm counting it as a third because
you would think that his performance bonuses
and you have to
would
be
kick in.
Prepared for him to deliver on that. Texter says, I would love all caps the Lions to make that trade, but it will never all caps happen. All caps, Brad Holmes does not give a flying bleep about the pass rush, signed Trevor.
I would disagree with the second part. I think he does care about the pass rush, and there may be a renewed interest in creating an elite pass rush if you're not going to have an elite offensive line. Not saying they won't or couldn't by the end of the season, but
I don't expect them to.
No.
Can we agree on one thing? If the Lions don't acquire a veteran edge or someone else through a trade with the extra dollars from Ragnow's retirement, that would feel reckless.
Well, I do think that it does make it more likely that at the least they'll re-sign Za'Darius Smith.
Right, because whatever they've got excess cap space. Whatever that is planned, they're going to roll some over. Whatever it's planned for, the Ragnow stuff is kind of a sudden windfall. What are you going to do with it? And sitting on it when you're trying to win a Super Bowl is not going to go over well.
Well, and we were talking about Trey Hendrickson, and this conversation started at the trade deadline, right? It was, Max Crosby at that time, and we were getting TJ to make calls, and then it was...
And he failed us, let the city down.
It was Myles Garrett because he said, I'm not playing here anymore. Well, he's playing in Cleveland yet again, and probably for his entire career. So you start going down the list of guys, and we would all love for it to be Trey Hendrickson. That's the next best option. if it's not Trey Hendrickson, Zadarius. If you get Zadarius Smith, it's not you could classify it as a consolation prize, but it'd be a hell of a consolation prize. Him opposite Aiden?
Yeah.
He was good opposite Miles.
He was the lead guy last year, and what was it, like 8-9 sacks for the Lions?
Yeah.
And that was not in a full season.
Right.
Well, it was his full season, excuse me. Yeah. My point would be playing here for a full season.
Yeah.
You squeeze out a couple extra sacks. You could have two legit double-digit sack guys just by bringing Zadarius back.
I would expect.
On the Ryan Day stuff, Texter says, with regards to Day's comments about scheduling, it's always been weird that schools can make their own schedules. Shouldn't there be a formula which we use to keep things a more competitive level playing field?
Ideally, yes. And hopefully we'll get there. But you're not going to get there until you have conferences playing the same number of conference games.
Yeah, which isn't even happening right now. Have as many automatic qualifiers as you want. I don't care anymore. College football is already unrecognizable as it is. Trust me, I get it. And one more says, leave it to Crybaby Day to come up with a Cape Bleep level take. That's for you, John. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Michigan State University is strongly advising its international students not to leave the U.S. as the Trump administration ramps up efforts to restrict non-citizens from studying in the country. So these recommendations were made by the university in an email to international students. It was sent out earlier this week, and it said that the communication was spurred by recent reports that the U.S. Department of State has temporarily paused new interviews with people living abroad who are seeking student and exchange visas. The email went on basically to say that MSU remains strongly committed to their international Spartan community, and they will continue to welcome students and scholars from around the world and will advocate for policies that support their presence and success. This is kind of cool. A team of student athletes from Washtenaw Technical Middle College in Ann Arbor developed an innovative app to improve communication between injured athletes, coaches, and medical staff. So the app is called Athleticist, and it allows athletes to basically identify what's going on, like where they're injured. They can rank their discomfort levels. They can communicate directly with coaches about their injuries. And one of the students involved in creating this app, Roman Karras, says that the app is important because oftentimes coaches struggle to keep track of individual player injuries, like across their teams. And then he also explained how the app works. So anyway, the four students involved submitted their app to Junior Achievements National Social Innovation Challenge. It's called Future Bound, and they are now heading to Georgia as the first Michigan students to reach the international, or not international, the national competition.
Cool.
It's always cool when you see young people doing cool things.
Trying to innovate, invent stuff.
Without a doubt. Police in Texas have identified a man from overseas as the person who allegedly made death threats against the Houston Astros pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
Lance McCullers. I didn't know the story, but obviously I do now. He made these death threats against Lance McCullers and his family after his poor start against the Reds last month. I mean, they had to hire, the Astros hired 24-hour security for the family, right? Because he reported receiving these online threats to the team. Well, they did an investigation, and somebody with the Houston Police Department says that they found the guy. The guy had been betting on the Astros and was, quote, inebriated when he sent these threats on social media.
No excuse.
He said, I lost a whole bunch of money. I lashed out. And he did say he was very sorry. And he asked investigators to pass along an apology to the family. But he even said, like, hey, I've got a five-year-old daughter who I'm now trying to explain the situation is why we have security here.
Right.
What that means, what a threat is, why, you know, and
that's why it's a big deal. Even though the guy wasn't serious about it still has serious consequences.
And now this little girl is asking why somebody would want to hurt her, right? Or their family. Terrifying. And a child doesn't understand those things. A California doctor is suing, claiming that an appetizer at a Thai restaurant burned her vocal cords. So this doctor says that she was served a dish that was so spicy, it permanently harmed her. And she actually ate the dish. This is a couple years ago. The lawsuit was filed a couple years ago, but it's making headlines again because she's now choosing to basically represent herself in court. But the lawsuit states that she asked to have this dish made with less spice. She told the server, hey, you know, I don't tolerate spicy foods that well. If you could tone it down a little, that'd be great. She says the server agreed, but when she took a first bite of the dish, obviously it wasn't less spicy. She says she felt her entire mouth, the roof of her mouth, her tongue, her throat, her nose burn like fire. She says that she has lost her, at the time, lost her voice, was diagnosed with internal chemical burns.
From one bite?
Apparently so.
You know, the thing that just rose a red flag to me, you said she's going to represent herself.
She is.
It's well within your right to do that. But we live in such a litigious society that there's not a lawyer willing to take up this case was kind of a red flag to me.
Well, I don't know if there wasn't one willing or she feels like she can handle it better than a lawyer. I don't think so. She's a board certified neurologist.
Oh, okay.
She's a smart woman. I don't know. I don't believe
she is.
That's
up for debate.
Well, I guess so. But
I don't mean to be crass. Like if something awful happened to her, one bite and she's going to represent herself. I don't know.
Yeah.
The restaurant says they did nothing wrong. Nobody else has ever suffered internal chemical burns from eating our food.
Right.
Yeah. Finally, be careful how you, if you ever use one of those like neti pots.
Oh, this is where you basically drown you waterboard yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, I've used them.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people have. You're not shocked by that statement, but you got to make sure you're using the right type of water. Because
it's a big deal.
Yeah, a woman in Texas just died last month after developing a brain-eating amoeba from using a, you know,
just like
neti
tap
pot.
Water. No,
yeah, she used tap water from an RV. Eight days later, she died. Yeah, she suffered severe neurological symptoms, fever, headache, altered mental state, and passed away pretty quickly. So health officials are saying, hey, if you're going to use one of these things, you need to use sterile water. You can go and buy distilled water, sterile water, or use tap water, but boil it first.
Yeah, John, I got a big nose. When it gets clogged up, that's one of the tools that they recommend.
You've never tried one?
No.
Oh, I have. It's a weird feeling.
It's a super weird feeling.
It goes in one nostril
and out the other.
And you got to tilt your head.
Honestly, what you should do is you can buy like the cans that already have the water in them. And it's just you press a button and it goes up one nostril, out the other, and you're fine. It doesn't have to be this disorienting.
Not gonna happen. Okay. Yeah. No thanks.
But
I'll go back to blowing my nose.
Sometimes it's not enough, John. It's Heather with the news. Dear John is next.
God gave you fingers.
For advice like that and more, Dear John is next, 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.